All right, welcome back to it. All right, so we take a look at the economy in 2021. Here in Michigan, Governor Whitmer extending the lockdown on restaurants for at least another 2 weeks and so forth. Businesses getting the boot put on their throat financially. And what do we expect starting next week? Well, that's a big question that we put to Stephen Moore, an economist and former White House economic advisor, joining us. Stephen, good to have you back.
Hi, Steve. Good morning.
So the lockdowns continue in places like Michigan, New York, California. In Florida, Indiana, man, I think I should just move there. These free states, their rates of infection are sometimes lower. People are going to restaurants. People are functioning financially. But Joe Biden has said mask mandates and lockdowns and follow the science, all the scary terms that have destroyed the economy thus far. What do you think is going to happen soon?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, the one lesson that we should have all learned, because it's pretty crystal clear from the last, 10 months since this pandemic first really hit in February and March, is that lockdowns do not work. They are entirely ineffective in terms of reducing the spread of the virus. And the evidence is indisputable on that. In fact, the states that have had the strictest lockdowns, like California over the last couple months, have had the highest rate of infection. So unfortunately, lockdowns do not work. And so it's excusable that states locked down, arguably excusable that they locked down back in March and April when we didn't know what we were dealing with and we didn't know quite how to combat this.
That was different. But that was different.
Now we have the evidence.
Yeah, so here's the thing.
Down. And that is, as you just said, that states like California and Michigan, sure, and New York, my home state of Illinois, and they've really damaged their economy. If we hadn't had those shutdowns in those states, we probably would have had, job growth, not job losses in December. So
My confusion, and help me with this, sorry? Because here's where it just doesn't make sense. I was in a Costco over the weekend, right?
Yeah.
Place is packed. It's absolutely packed. Meanwhile, in this state, and I'm guessing it's the same in your home state of Illinois and elsewhere, ma and pa restaurants are getting their licenses yanked for trying to, survive in towns of 800 people. There were more people in Costco than entire towns that are getting crushed by this pandemic, but not by the virus, instead by the government, right?
100% correct, Steve. And that's always been the unfairness of the lockdowns from the very start. You can go to Costco, you can go to Target, you can go to Walmart, but you can't go to Joe's Hardware Store. You can't go to Bill's Delicatessen. I mean, why? Why? And so what we've seen is the big businesses, the big box stores and the big retailers like Walmart and Costco and others have done incredibly well, actually. Their stocks have gone way up. Their customers have gone way up. It's the small little shops on Main Street that are getting crushed. And by the way, let me just say that one piece of advice I give to people is, patronize your local stores. If they are open, if they're able to stay open, those are the stores that really need customers. And I always try to go to the local stores, especially this time of, during this period of the pandemic. I think Biden is going to be much, more militaristic in terms of shutting down the economy than Trump was. Trump, I think, did the right thing and said, look, let's let the states lead the way. And what we saw was some states like Michigan and California and Illinois and New York did all the wrong things, and states like Florida and Texas and Tennessee did the right things, and you see the repercussion. What we thought, Steve, where I think, and I advised the president on this, what we thought would happen is that states like Michigan would learn from states like Florida, but Whitmer has not learned a thing.
No, and in fact, it continues. It just goes on and on and on. And here's the other thing. The schools remain closed, which are inconceivable. Schools are open all over the world except the United States. Public schools are open everywhere except the United States.
It's almost criminal.
It is criminal. I don't think it's almost. I think it is criminal.
That's happened in this country. I have two kids, that are here in my house, that are, 12 and 13, and they are really suffering as a result of this. I mean, they learn some things online, but it's not going to school. And the teachers' unions have really, exposed themselves as the evil empire. They just don't want to teach. They don't want to work. My feeling is, look, if the teachers' unions don't want to work, let's get people who will teach these kids, because we cannot. It's almost a year, Steve, that these kids have gone without classes. That's outrageous for But to keep a 12 and 13 and 8-year-old out of school, really outrageous.
I could not agree more. I mean, the fact of the matter is they need socialization. We're still, it's January. High school playoffs, I think, would have concluded for football like late November, early December. Not exact on the game, but they're still in the middle of the high school play because they keep starting and stopping. Nothing helps a high school football player like hitting concrete hard a turf in the middle of January. It's out. You know, you understand the ground's frozen.
And the problem is, you know, that look, this is a very deadly virus. It is a very deadly virus, especially if you're over the age of
for certain people. 70.
But for young kids, there is virtually zero risk. Virtually zero risk. So why are we doing this, Steve? I mean, it's again, we didn't know exactly what we were dealing with 10 months ago. Now
we do. So let me ask you this, though. If Joe Biden comes along and demands a national mask mandate and the use of masks, the result's dubious at best. I mean, have they changed anything? We've been in a mask mandate since July 13th in Michigan. Has it changed anything? No.
The evidence on masks are that they have a very, very, very small positive effect. In other
words,
they do reduce risk, but
I'll take it. But, okay, you got that. And then what about a national lockdown and other things? I mean, the Biden administration, what he's been saying, I'm fearful.
I do think to some extent they're virtue signaling. I mean, my liberal friends like wearing masks because they feel virtuous for doing it. And look, if people want to wear masks, I'm fine. And I'm not even that troubled by mask mandates.
Was that it? The NSA clipped him?
Men and women?
Well, we lost you a little bit there, Stephen. I apologize.
Oh, as you said. And I love liberals. They keep talking about, we have to do something about the divide.
Well, let's leave it there. Stephen Moore, everybody, here on the program. Stephen, I got to leave it there. Yeah, got to leave it there, my friend. Greatly appreciate you, as always. I do. Thank you for being here. Stephen Moore, economist, former White House economic advisor. We'll keep him on speed dial as we move into the Biden years of the White House. Hang on to your wallet. They like it a lot. They get, starry-eyed when they see it. We'll be right back.